With SRN News, I'm John Scott. A deadly shooting in Dallas at an ICE facility earlier today. An exact motive still being sought, but FBI Special Agent Joe Rothrock says that ammunition found at the scene contained anti-ICE messaging.
I can confirm at this time that the FBI is investigating this incident as an act of targeted violence. It is unfortunately just the most recent example we've seen of targeted violence, to include here in North Texas, where back on July 4th, we saw a coordinated attack carried out against an immigration detention center in Alvarado, Texas.
Two ICE detainees died, and the shooter took his own life. No ICE agents were injured. Turning Point USA continuing its campus outreach events 2 weeks after the fatal shooting of Charlie Kirk.
The organization held an event at the University of Minnesota on Monday, and tonight the This is the Turning Point tour visits the Virginia Tech campus. Featured speakers include conservative podcaster Megyn Kelly and Virginia GOP Governor Glenn Youngkin. This evening's event takes place with early voting underway in Virginia's gubernatorial race.
Correspondent George Williams reporting. A drone fired from Yemen by Houthi rebels has struck the southern Israeli city of Eilat. At least 22 people have been wounded. Hurricane Gabrielle weakened considerably overnight, but is still a powerful hurricane as it progresses eastward across the Atlantic. The storm, which was a Category 4 as of Tuesday evening, now a Category 2. Gabrielle's current path is expected to take it directly over the Azores. Gabrielle will also continue to create dangerous swells for Bermuda and parts of the eastern United States for the next few days. The Dow dropping 138 points. The NASDAQ composite 93 points in the red. This is SRN News. Charlie Kirk's assassination has cast a pall over the nation.
And it's not just the supporters of the conservative activist and prominent Christian. A new Gallup poll finds that since Kirk's slaying, the mood of the general public has been darkened with increased concerns about crime and national unity. 8% of people now say crime and violence are America's biggest problems, up from just 3% last month. 10% of adults say they're worried about national unity, up from 5% in August. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Texas A&M University's president stepping down amid a controversy roiling the campus. Mark Welsh said it had become clear to him in recent days it was time for him to step down. The controversy concerns a video showing a Texas A&M professor kicking a student out of class when that student expressed concern about a lesson on how to introduce LGBT books into elementary school classes. The professor was eventually fired. This is SRN News. Florida's governor is looking at Miami for President Trump's library.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is pushing to establish President Trump's presidential library in an iconic stretch of downtown Miami, a parcel of land adjacent to the Freedom Tower, a historic building rising alongside the glitzy condos facing palm tree-lined Biscayne Bay. In a video posted to social media, State Attorney General James Uffmeyer touted the plan.
Florida will be blessed to house the presidential library for one of our very own state residents and to be a part of preserving such meaningful history.
Florida's cabinet is slated to vote on the plan on September 30th. I'm Julie Walker.
Mike Gundy, one of college football's most colorful coaches over the last two decades, has been fired by Oklahoma State. The Cowboys struggling recently, losing 11 of their last 12 games. More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.